Well, Donald Trump is now backing down from his verbal feud with Hillary Clinton. The Republican frontrunner has sent out a tweet slamming Clinton's recent announcement that her husband, former President Bill Clinton, will hit the campaign trail for her in January. Trump tweeted, "Hillary Clinton has announced she's letting her husband out to campaign, but he's demonstrated a penchant for sexism. So inappropriate." CNN Investigations correspondent Chris Freitz is in our Washington Bureau. So, Chris, what do you got?
I'll tell you, the fight between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton is getting increasingly personal, with the billionaire attacking Bill Clinton for sexism. Now, Trump said his tweet last night attacking Bill Clinton's, quote, penchant for sexism turned the tables on Hillary Clinton, because she used the same phrase to criticize Trump earlier in the week after he used a sexist vulgarity to describe Clinton's loss to Barack Obama in 2008.
I think he is fair game, because his presidency was really considered to be very troubled, to put it mildly, because of all of the things that she's talking to me about. I mean, she's mentioning sexism. I actually turned her exact words. I don't know if you saw the following tweet, but I turned her exact words against her from that standpoint. And she's got to be careful. You know, it's got to be fair. And we all have to fight fairly, and we have to fight, you know, for the good of the country, for the good of the people, for the good of everybody. But we have to fight fairly. And she's playing the woman's guard, and it's like, give me a break.
So the chairwoman of the Democratic National Committee fired back, saying Trump is practicing gutter politics and that the whole GOP field is following him down the sewer.
It's really outrageous, the depth and how low he has allowed the campaign to sink. And the rest of the Republican field, Andrea, is going along with.
Now, Trump's slam on Bill Clinton's marital infidelity and alleged sexual misconduct comes a week after the Democratic frontrunner announced that her husband will hit the campaign trail for her next month. And the attack appears to be a kind of preemptive strike on the man regarded by many as one of the country's best campaigners. And it also suggests that Trump is feeling secure enough in his lead atop the GOP field to take on the leading Democrat. Now, Trump and Clinton are neck and neck in a number of hypothetical matchups. And of course, it doesn't hurt that criticizing Clinton is also very popular among a number of Republican primary voters then.